18-year-olds, when they drink, have zero judgment.
Underage and on the loose.
Well, now you're seven drunks going to your father's house.
Yeah.
You say you didn't do any of this damage.
No.
And you don't know which of your friends did any of this damage.
None of them did.
Really?
Now she has a grown-up problem.
Are you or are you not responsible for the damage to the car? I'm going to give you the answer.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Paula Hutchison is suing her ex-boyfriend's daughter, 20-year-old Haley Martin, for vandalizing her car after an argument with her father.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 472 on the calendar, matter Hutchison versus Martin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat, please.
Miss Hutchison, is this your former boyfriend?
Yes.
And, sir, this is your daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
How old are you?
20.
What do you do?
I work at a pet store.
Who do you live with?
My mom.
Okay. You and Mr. Martin were together on and off for several years, according to you. One evening, you were together. It was late. You were both sleeping. What night was that?
November the 26th, 2011.
In November of 2011, Miss Martin, with whom were you living?
My father.
When did you go to live with your father?
I've moved back and forth, like, my whole life, so I would say seventh grade I moved back in with him.
So it's in the middle of the night?
Approximately 2 o'clock or so in the morning.
2 a.m.?
Yes.
Your claim is that Miss Martin is responsible for the damage that was done to your car.
Yes.
On the night of the 26th of November.
Yes.
Why don't you tell me about that evening?
Well, me and, like, several friends were at another friend's house.
How many friends?
About seven.
Go ahead.
We walked to my house because nobody wanted to drive. We had been drinking. And so when we got...
So you were 18 and you were drinking?
Yeah.
What's the drinking age where you live?
21.
And in whose house were you drinking?
My friend's.
Friend who?
Brian.
And who does Brian live with?
I don't know who he lives with.
Well, who was he living with in November?
I'm thinking his mom. I have no idea.
Well, you were at their house.
Yeah, I don't know who lived there.
How long... Hey. How long were you there?
A few hours.
Was it a house that looked like
house.
A reasonable family lived there?
Yeah.
What night of the week was it?
I don't remember.
Do you remember?
I think it was a Friday night.
You didn't see any adults there?
No.
So his parents were away for the weekend and he had a drinking party at his house?
Probably.
Having had a lot of children and grandchildren, I could sort of piece that together just from a few things. So parents go out, open up the liquor cabinet, bring your own booze and invite all your underage drinking friends. Why didn't you stay at Ryan's house? Is not an answer.
I don't know. We just wanted to leave, so we went to my
house.
Why? I don't know. We just didn't want to be there anymore.
Well, now you're seven drunks. Going to your father's house?
Yeah.
Did you know it was the wrong thing for you to do, to be drinking underage?
Yeah.
All your other friends, or some of them underage?
Most of them.
Most of them. So they all knew not the right thing to do to be drinking.
Yeah.
And this desire to sojourn to your father's house for no apparent reason was done after a night of drinking?
Yes.
Tell me what happened, if you remember, when you got
there. I knocked on my dad's door and asked him...
What do you mean you knocked at his door? You mean his bedroom door?
Yeah.
Yes would be the answer. So at 2 o'clock in the morning... Oh, let me step back a little bit. You used your key to get into the house?
No, the door was unlocked.
Your father leaves the door unlocked for you?
Yeah, I didn't have a key.
Is that because he didn't give you a key?
No, I had lost it.
So then you left the door unlocked?
Yes, ma'am.
Because she had lost her key. Locksmith. Now, when you opened the door, where were your drunk friends? Inside or outside?
No, they stayed outside.
Now, had any of these friends been to your house before?
Yes.
How many of them?
Maybe three of them.
Three of the seven?
Mm-hmm.
But the other four had never been to your house?
No.
So unless they were following breadcrumbs from somebody, they wouldn't have known how to get there unless they went with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So you go in, you knock at your father's door because you have a total lack of judgment at this point that it's 2 o'clock in the morning and maybe they're sleeping. And what happened?
I asked if all my friends could spend the night, and he said no. So we got into, like, kind of an argument.
You got into an argument at the bedroom door?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you get into an argument with him?
Because I didn't want my friends to walk home or drive home drunk.
They didn't drive there. They walked there from Ryan's house.
Yeah, but if we wouldn't have went to my house, they would have probably drove.
Why did they just walk back to Ryan's house?
I don't know.
You know why you don't know? Because you were drunk. And had no judgment.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, they say it's supposed to be 21 to drink. Even 21-year-olds, when they drink too much, have no judgment. But certainly 18-year-olds, when they drink, have zero judgment. Now, what happened was you left.
Yes, half of us left.
Which half?
I don't remember who went and who stayed.
Stayed where?
At my dad's. They were waiting outside because we couldn't fit all seven people into one car.
What car?
My friend came to pick us up.
Friend who?
My friend Ashley.
Was she hanging out with you earlier in the evening?
No.
So you called Ashley at 2 o'clock in the morning to come and get you?
Yeah, I had nowhere else to go.
You could have stayed home.
No, he told me that none of my friends could stay. I wasn't just
going to No. He didn't say you couldn't stay home. He said your friends can't stay home.
He escorted me out of the house, so I figured I couldn't stay.
He didn't tell you you couldn't stay home.
Yes, he did.
Mr. Martin, remember that evening?
Yes, ma'am.
She may be 100% right. Did you tell her she couldn't stay home or that the friends couldn't stay home?
All of them.
All of them, including her?
Yes.
Could you tell she was drunk?
Yes.
Bad judgment, Mr. Martin. I would have said, you stay home. Your friends aren't going to stay home. I wouldn't have let my 18-year-old daughter leave the house that night drunk. Not good judgment. Okay. Your car was outside.
Yes.
Tell me what you saw and heard.
I didn't see much or anything, but I heard a big bang, like metal on metal, and just a big sound.
Once or more than once?
A few different times, more than once.
And?
And Alex went outside to check it out, and he found out it was my car.
You have pictures of the car?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
How much after Miss Martin left did you hear this bang?
2 minutes, maybe not even that.
All right, Mr. Martin, you can sit down. Now, you say you didn't do any of this damage.
No.
And you don't know which of your friends did any of this damage.
None of them did.
None of them did?
Nobody messed up her car.
Really? Stand up, Mr. Martin. You are no longer a couple, is that right?
Right.
Did you see Miss Hutchinson's car before your daughter came home drunk that night? Let me put it to you this way. What time did she get to your house that day?
It was late, maybe 10 or so, I believe. I'm not quite sure, but I didn't even know she was coming over, so.
Great. So it was about 10 in the evening?
Yes.
And when she got there, this is her car, this
yes,
red
ma'am.
Car.
Yes, ma'am.
She didn't say anything to you. My windshield
no.
is broken. My glass is shattered. My car is dented. Didn't
no.
say anything
no.
like that. She just came to sort of be with you for the evening, right?
Right, unexpectedly, yeah.
After your daughter and her friends left, did you have occasion to go outside and look at her car?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it that night in the condition that these photographs indicate that it was?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I assume, Mr. Martin, that it's not easy for
no.
you to stand up here, because, which is why I'm presenting the questions to you the way I am. Because you're not going to tell me that it was your daughter and or her friends who kicked in the car, because that would be alienating your daughter, and you're not even a couple anymore.
Right.
Now you can sit down. When you arrived at Mr. Martin's house on the 25th, is your car okay?
Yes.
Now, the whole idea, Miss Martin, is are you or are you not responsible for the damage to the car?
Not responsible.
The answer is, I'm going to give you the answer.
Okay.
You picked the wrong door. Of course, the answer is you are responsible. Because but for your actions that evening, for your actions, her car wouldn't have been damaged. You can either not drink when you're 18 years old, you could have stayed at Ryan's house, you could have gone to your own house by yourself and said, I'm just going to sleep it off in the house. The door is unlocked. I'm going to go into my room. I don't feel well. You did none of those things. You brought a horde of seven morons to your father's house, and one or more of them messed up her car.
No, they didn't.
Let me explain something to you. Yes, they did.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You may be younger, you may be prettier, but I get the last word.
And later today.
What kind of dog do you have?
He was a Neapolitan Mastiff.
You say was, no longer with you?
Correct.
What happened to him?
We had him euthanized.
Paula Hutchison says her ex-boyfriend's daughter, Haley Martin, vandalized her car after an argument with her father.
Miss Martin, there was a line in a movie that was great. It actually was a line that Kathy Bates said to a couple of girls who cut her off and went into a parking space, and she said, "You may be younger and prettier than I am, but I'm older and I got more insurance." So I sort of say the same thing to you. You may be younger, you may be prettier, but I get the last word. So yes, you are responsible. In the eyes of the law, you are responsible.
Well, he was looking for that, and nothing happened.
Get the money from him. If you think that he was responsible, get the money from him. But for your actions in bringing these drunks to your father's house, her car would have been in the same condition that it was the night that she drove it there the next morning. But for your actions. That's what this is. Now, can we put you in jail for that? No, but this is a civil proceeding. And but for the fact that you brought these drunks into a situation, she wouldn't have any trouble. So you are responsible. You don't have to pick up a rock and throw it through a windshield. You don't even have to kick the car to be responsible. You are responsible. Now, I'd like to see the estimate of the damage. Did you have the car fixed, by the way?
Yes.
So I don't need an estimate, I just need a paid bill.
Well, I have...
So I don't need an estimate, I just need a paid bill. Great. So what did you pay?
I paid that amount and plus
What's that amount?
The $345 plus my $500 deductible.
Okay, so you paid $345.
Yes.
And you paid a deductible.
Yes, because my car was totaled out.
Then what'd you pay the deductible for?
Because I bought my car back from my insurance company so I could keep my car.
I got it.
But it still has dents. It's just some body work.
That's okay.
I didn't have to pay for the whole thing.
But that's what it cost you, $845. Am I correct?
Yes.
Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
That day, I told her I just didn't want it. A bunch of, you know, friends over.
We called our friend to come pick us up, and, of course, seven people couldn't fit in the car. So we had to make two trips, and we left. And when we came back, the police were there.
Somebody was arrested, a juvenile, but the charges were dropped. Yeah, that was when half the people stayed. We couldn't take seven people in the car, so half of them stayed, and one of them got arrested and blamed for it. He didn't even do it, though. Obviously, his charges were dismissed. She was just upset with her dad, and she took it out on me. I don't know why. Exactly. I don't have anything against her. If I was going to mess up somebody's car over that night, it would have been my dad's.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Roach versus Balsiger. Step forward.
Amy Roach is suing her former friend, Kayleen Balsiger, for medical bills and pain and suffering due to a dog bite.
Miss Roach, you were a guest in the defendant's home, and you were bitten by her dog.
Yes.
When did this happen?
May 5th of 2012, which is last year.
And you went to the emergency room. Ultimately, the defendant did pay the emergency room fee, correct?
Correct.
You are suing her, however, for your chiropractor's bill.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is your claim that since this incident, you had to see a chiropractor mm-hmm. for therapy on your arm. You want the defendant to be responsible for that.
Yes.
How many people were at this cookout?
It was my husband, myself, our baby, two friends of his, and then they had a couple other people there. I'm not sure.
How did you know each other?
I grew up with her husband.
What kind of dog do you have?
He was a Neapolitan Mastiff.
You say was, no longer with you?
Correct.
As of when?
As of May 17th, 2012.
What happened to him?
We had him euthanized.
Because of this incident?
Correct.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I felt him come up and jump on me. He grabbed my arm. He was shaking me. They were yelling to get off me. They yelled for my husband to come in. And then that's when they took me back into the kitchen to assess how bad it was.
Amy Roach says former friend Kayleen Balsiger owes for medical bills and pain and suffering as the result of a dog bite.
Now, Mastiff is a big dog.
He was about 110 pounds.
How long had you had him?
6 years. He had turned six that May.
Felt that there was a possibility that he may turn?
After the bite had happened and we were standing in the kitchen examining Amy's arm, her husband had made a comment that basically if we don't take care of the dog, he would.
Ever had any problem with the dog before?
Yes.
Well, then maybe that was the only decision you could really make.
Right.
How many times had the dog had a biting problem before?
Once.
Who did the dog bite before?
My son.
How old is your son?
He's 9. He would have been 8, I believe.
Where did he bite him?
In the forearm.
Was he treated?
No, there was no puncture wounds. There was only a scrape, no blood.
How far prior to this bite did that bite happen?
It was a couple months prior, I believe.
So it was around the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so that I understand what happened that day, you wanted to go through the events of the day for me, please?
Oh, sure. We were at the picnic, getting ready to leave. I had said to my husband I'd like to go in and go to the restroom because we lived about an hour away from there. So I go in. The defendant and her sister were sitting on the steps in her living room. I walked in. The dog approached me. I bent down, petted him, stood back upright. He's still standing there. And we're getting ready to leave. I want to use the bathroom. Do you want me to take my shoes off? She said, no, go ahead. It's in around the corner. I started in, made it in before the corner, and I felt him come up and jump on me. Knocked me into this table, into the wall. He grabbed my arm. He was shaking me. They were yelling for him to get off me. They yelled for her husband, Kenny, to come in and help. And then Kenny came in. They got the dog off me. Her sister grabbed me, had me take my sweatshirt off, took me into the kitchen and then out to the back deck, unwrapped my arm from the sweatshirt, looked at it, called for my husband to come in. And then that's when they took me back into the kitchen to assess how bad it was.
Which arm?
My left arm.
Is that a scar there? Is that where the dog bit you?
Yes.
Could you step up, please? I'd like to take a look at it.
There's a little bit of a muscle missing.
Okay. Step back. Anything you want to tell me, Ms. Balsinger?
When we were having the cookout, my sister and I are neighbors, and the cookout was at my sister's home. Amy's vehicle was parked in my sister's driveway. Myself, my sister, and Allison had gone to my house to wash dishes left over from the party and assumed that if there was any bathroom usage, it would have been done at my sister's house, seeing as that's where the cookout and the festivities were taking place. When she came into the house, she was starting to pet Max, kind of scruffing him around and, you know, in a playful way. I had asked her to leave him be. He is a protective dog. That's the reason that we had him. And she, you know, she carried on to go use the restroom.
Can I see your chiropractic notes, please?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by 888-800-JUDY.
Okay. Your chiropractic bills were $1,143. Mm-hmm. That certainly she's responsible for. But in addition to the $1,143, you are asking for an additional almost $2,000 for your pain and suffering for the bite, the scar, having to go to the chiropractor. That's pretty nasty bite. Ordinarily, I might say to you, you know, she was your friend, didn't mean to happen. But I actually think that in this situation, the defendant is responsible for your pain and suffering because she knew months before that the dog was potentially dangerous. She knew that because the dog had bitten her own child, who I'm certain had not provoked the dog because grew up with the dog. And having that knowledge and placing other people at risk is something that is totally unacceptable. So I am granting your petition and your application in the amount of $3,000, which covers some of your pain and suffering, not all of it. But that's what you sued for, and that's what you're getting. Thank you. That's all.
Why does that excuse you may step out?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I complained the entire time from the day that I moved in.
A tenant's many problems.
It was an unregistered unit.
And the judge's one-word solution.
Move!
Next Judge Judy.
I think it was a fair judgment.
He was a great family dog.
I think he was being aggressive. He stood there fine, and he waited till I walked in and then came after me.
She was just being a little too playful with the animal, and I think he took it as he needed to be protective.
I absolutely was not. I bent down, pet him, so he knew who I was, you know, that I was okay. I was not roughing him. She never once said to me, you know, please don't do that.
She had a puncture hole in her elbow and some scratches on her leg.
I was really shook up. I wanted to just get out of that home.
He had already had one incident with the son and now this, so it was just too much of a risk to have in the house.
I think it was a good decision.
Well, it's a very hard decision when it's part of your family.
I'm scared to death of dogs. I am petrified. I'm scared of my kids being around dogs. I have nightmares. It just really shook me up.
We don't speak anymore.
You need to be responsible and being able to control your animal, especially something that big.